Welcome everybody to this Sunday Earth Healing Service on the 3rd of May 2026. Just a few quick housekeeping bits and pieces before we start. So we will be recording all of this evening, and those recordings will be available to download for free after the service from the Sunday service page of the website. No, that's actually not the case anymore. I'm reading older announcements. So now, in order to access the recordings, you need to go to the free stuff section and click on the Sunday service archive. That's what you need to do, and you can find the Sunday services there. If you want to record tonight's service, you're more than welcome. Please note, these recordings are for your personal use only and in no way for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes available for Earth Healing Services, as they are largely channeled, including the opening and closing prayers. But there are a couple of pictures, and Sue Little has very kindly agreed to pass these on should anybody want a copy of them. Hold on a moment. I've got the wrong notes up here. Sorry, folks. Terribly, terribly remiss of me. Where are we? It's the 3rd of May. That's more like it. That looks a bit more appropriate. Sorry about that, folks. Clicked on the wrong set of notes. So Sue has very kindly agreed to pass on the pictures should you want them. Just email her at edwin.c.notes@googlemail.com and she'll send those off to you. If you have any questions that arise from tonight's channeling or the meditation, please contact me via the questions for Ed form, which can be found now in your account page. Just make sure to click the appropriate heading for the message. We won't have any Q&A moments this evening because it's a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no breaks. So at the moment, you are all muted, which means that I won't be able to hear you. You shouldn't be able to hear each other, but you should all be able to hear me. And this is how the majority of the session will be handled, in order to prevent any background noise from being too distracting. We are going to start with an opening prayer, followed by a mini meditation and a channeling. And then we'll have a lengthier earth healing meditation towards the end of the evening. But first, I want to introduce you to this evening's patron and the theme of the service. So before I introduce you to the patron, I need to introduce you to, here we are, Lucia Grail. Now, I met Lucia when she was known as Dr. Seija Nurmi, a Finnish spiritual teacher. A really interesting and very accomplished woman. Seija made history by being, if not the, then certainly one of the first female employees of the Finnish Broadcasting Company. She had a doctorate in media services. She then became a spiritual teacher and healer. She wrote a best-selling Finnish book on unconditional love, and she ran workshops and retreats and conferences where she taught all sorts of things, Gaia Don Heart, Melchizedek Method. She developed her own spiritual teaching. She did sound therapy with tuning forks. She changed her name to Lucia Grail, and that was because she discovered that she was an incarnated aspect of the divine feminine counterpart of the archangel Melchizedek. That archaea is known as Lucia, the Lady Lucia, the Lady of Light. And so for the remainder of her life, Lucia brought forward the works of Melchizedek and the Lady of Light, initiations into Melchizedek and Lucia, initiations into the light. And then she contracted cancer. I think she'd had cancer three times. And the third time it was quite severe. She went back home to Finland and in the end succumbed to it. And I knew that she'd passed into the light safely, of course, but I didn't hear anything from her for a long, long time. And then one day I had this vision. I was sending healing, I think, and I saw her with her back to me, hand in hand with her beloved Archangel Melchizedek, and she turned around and flashed this incredible smile at me. She always had an incredible smile, and then turned back towards the light and walked through the light. And I knew that her spirit had reunited with her soul and that she had returned to Lucia, the Lady of Light. And then not too long ago, I had another encounter with her when she showed herself to me like this in her new form as the Lucia, the Lady of Light and the Lady of Colour. And so it is with Lucia, the Lady of Light, that we are going to be working with this evening. And the topic of this evening's service is going to be healing the traumatized and lost children of the earth. Lost children as in earthbound children. Traumatized children as in living children who have been traumatized by the recent wars. This was inspired by somebody who wrote to me and said, would it be possible to do a future earth healing service that was focused on, that is focused on healing the children? And then that's when Lucia came to me and said that she would take this service. I just want to show you one more thing, because I managed to bring that image to life, and oh, I think it's just come out so beautifully. Here it is. And anybody who know or knew Lucia will, you know, instantly recognise that incredible smile of hers. But the colours and the movement of the gown, I think, they're just absolutely magical. So we're going to start with a prayer, and then we're going to go into a mini channeled meditation. So if you'd like to get yourselves nice and comfortable, please, I'm going to pop some music on. Here we go. That's what I'm after. Oh no, start at the beginning. There we go. So just get yourself nice and settled, nice and comfortable, and I will say a prayer, an invocation to the Lady Lucia, and then we'll move straight into our opening mini meditation. And that in itself will move into the channeling too. So close your eyes. You can bring your hands to your heart center if you would like. Take a few slightly deeper breaths. Make sure that your shoulders are nice and relaxed. No tension in the neck, hands or feet, chair taking your full weight, focusing on the sound of my voice. Lady Lucia, Lady of Light, divine complement of the Archangel Melchizedek, she who is crowned by light and colour, we call upon your presence and your power. Gift us your love. Hold us in your harmony. Bless us with your wisdom, your joy, and your laughter. Guide us in the work that we have come to do today, much needed by the earth and its children at this moment in time. Show the way, bright lady, Archaea of spirit and truth. In accordance with the will of the divine, let this be so, for the greater good of all and to harm none. So mote it be. Amen. Keep your eyes closed. Breathe normally and focus on the sound of my voice. The Lady Lucia comes to you. Her presence grows stronger in the room, in the space directly behind you. It is a gathering warmth, a permeating light that grows stronger and brighter, like a sunbeam that emerges from the clouds. It is a lightness in the air, a lifting of your heart and spirit. It is joy and hope and peace. See her in your mind's eye, stood behind you, tall and strong, her bare feet upon the earth, her gown of colours like stained glass windows shines with a luminescence which is heavenly. Her wings outstretched, her hair caught in an ethereal breeze. She holds in her hand a cloak, not unlike the gown she wears, like living, liquid, stained glass windows. And she places it around your shoulders and pulls it tight. You feel the power of it, the power of those colours burning brightly through the gloom that you've been carrying in your aura. It is the light of love. It seeps into you, the pale buttercup yellows, the brilliant vermilion blues, the amethyst purples, the rose pinks, the white. You feel it as you breathe, settling into your breath, filling your mind, consuming your heart. It settles deepest into the space where there is grief and trauma, where there is sadness and pain. The colours seem to seek them out and dissolve them. It flows like silk, like a stream of living liquid light, and plunges deep into the darkness of your unconscious mind, reaching like a hand towards your inner child, and finding that hand, holding it fast within its spotlight of colour. Breathe in. Let the cloak fully fold itself around you, holding you in its cocoon of spectral radiance. And listen to the voice of the Lady Lucia. Let that which is now ready to be transformed be transformed in the light. Let that which you have held for far too long be released, like a hand releasing its grip on that which it no longer needs to carry. Let the darkness give way to the light, the gloom give way to the colour, the sadness and the pain give way to eternal hope. Relax. Loosen the tension from your shoulders and your hands. Relax. Let your mind unclench and free itself from the worry that it holds for you and others. There is only this moment. There is only this now. And you are held in the eternal beam of hope and love and truth and peace. And in this moment, there is nothing else, only light and colour.
I am the Lady Lucia, and I bring you the love of heaven, the love of the divine. I am the divine complement to the Archangel Melchizedek. I am the Lady of Light. Mine is the province of hope and joy, of inspiration and peace, of harmony and love, love, love. Mine is the true power of the heart, a flower eternally blooming, opening to give of the essence of its spiritual core, unending to all those in need. And the children of your world are in need at this moment in time. Those who live and those who have died. For many have lost their lives in wars both recent and further past. And many have still not found their way to the light. They are lost in their grief and their sadness, lost in the trauma of their witnessing, lost in the horror of the present moment as well as the past. They are good boys and girls who obey their parents' command and do not trust the strangers who come to them, guiding them towards the light. Far better for them to remain in the rubble and await their parents' voices and hands. And so they cling to the earth in sorrow, sadness, and in pain and in darkness, waiting, waiting to return home. But mine is the power of the rainbow. And the rainbow pierces through all darkness, including suspicion and fear. And with your help this evening, hand in hand, we will guide them to the light, so that they may find those who have gone before them, who wait in the spirit world for their return. But they are not the only ones who suffer. There are children, too, who still exist upon the earth, who live, who have witnessed horror beyond imagining, and continue to do so. Such delicate spirits, with no defenses born from age to shelter them from this horror and disaster. Hearts impressionable to terror and pain. These spirits are traumatized by that which they have seen, and they need our help to heal, to grow strong, to be robust, to find hope in the shadow, and grow not in the sour, bitter taste of vengeance or hopelessness, but towards the light of possibility and a better tomorrow. And my power combined with yours can help them too, to ease their pain, to wash them clean, to guide them to that brighter light. I am an archangel. Some might even say a goddess. But I alone do not have the power to save them. They are too far away from my reach in their sadness and their pain, both those who live and those who have died. I need your help. Someone still of flesh and bone to anchor the light of my power and drive it home into those spaces within your earth where those wretches who are in need cower. Only together can the light find its mark. And this work that we do now, it must not be a single venture, for there are many, many children throughout the world who need our help, and we cannot hope to save them all in one day. So those of you who can spare the time, I would ask you to reach out to me and together to work in this way going forwards to help those who are in need. The healing of their spirits, the lightening of their souls, aids to the earth and all those who live upon it. For the earth feels the weight of their grief and pain. And all of mankind is connected and at one. And healing these children helps to heal mankind too, strikes at their heart and essence, healing the inner child within them that carries trauma also. So this work is great indeed. It serves the world, it serves mankind, and it serves the self. It is powerful and required. This cloak that I have extended to you is formed from the power of my own wings. It is a gift. It will help you to align to my presence and ground my light, to anchor the power of the spectral color of heaven so that it may be used to heal. More concerned this in a moment or two. For now, take a moment longer to sit within its spell and let it gift to you its light and color. As you rest then, open your mind, for the cloak may present to you a color that you need the most above and beyond all others. If you see it, remember it, and seek out its meaning and its truth. In love then, rest, and in a moment I will return to guide you towards the healing that needs to be done. Remember, you are greatly loved, unconditionally, by the divine, who values you greatly and holds you close to its heart.
take a few deep breaths, keeping the cloak in place, keeping the Lady of Lucia close by, but bringing your attention away for a moment and back into this room, into this here and now. Take a deep breath in and out. Breathe down through your legs and feet into the earth. Take a moment to ground and center yourself, to protect yourself if you feel the need. And when you're ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. Okay. So, folks, in a moment we are going to do our earth healing meditation with the Lady of Lucia, focusing on the traumatized children who live and the lost children who have died but not found their way into the spirit world. And I just wanted to mention before we dive into that meditation, so rescue work is something that I've done for a long, long time in lots of different ways. I was doing it on my own for a time, simply because when I started seeing spirit, earthbound spirits were one of the first presences that I started to see in abundance. And then for a little while, I worked with a rescue circle in Norfolk. And that was really interesting because they did rescue work very differently. And I practiced their system, which was whereby the medium went into trance and took the lost spirit into their body. And then somebody sat within the circle would counsel the spirit in trance through the person to the light. And then I kind of lost contact with that group and just continued to work on my own. Then for a little while I worked with Kieran Morgan, who was doing rescue work. And of all the different presences, I have always found children to be the most difficult to work with because, one, they're very suspicious of you, because, you know, from age dot, we're told, aren't we, as children, don't talk to strangers, don't trust strangers. If you get lost, stay where you are. So when I would see them and I would try and encourage them to come with me or to look for the light or move towards the light, they would always be very, very reluctant to do so. So it can be quite difficult working with children. And also it's very tragic, isn't it? It seems to be more tragic than somebody who's lived a long and rich life. And children can often be very distressed because they can't find their mum or their dad, and so it can be quite a difficult thing to do. So whenever I've encountered children, I've always called upon a higher power to help, because the higher powers are very clever and they're very good at dealing with children. They will change their shape or their form and either assume a form which they know the child is more trusting of, which could be a kind of magical figure, like I saw my guide very cleverly one time change into the Easter Bunny and managed to lead a child into the light that way. I've seen my guide assume the guise of Santa Claus in order to lead a child into the light. I also saw my guide at one point take on the shape and form of a balloon because they knew that the child would chase the balloon into the light. So they're very clever, the way that they deal with it. But higher power, I think, is often the way to go. And also, higher powers are really good because they can shield the medium from plugging in too intensely to the trauma that the child is experiencing. So when we do the meditation with Lucia's cloak of many colours, it will offer both a means by which we can send out the healing and guide the lost children towards the light. But it will also act as a buffer to protect you from the trauma that the children are carrying. So it is a kind of protection as much as it is a healing modality or energy that we're going to work with. And I just wanted to kind of make those two things clear. Okay, let's do our earth healing meditation then, please. I'm going to pop that same bit of music back on again. If you want to get yourselves back to being nice and comfortable. Right, volume. And okay. So once again, just get yourselves nice and comfortable in your chair. You can bring your hands to the heart center if you'd like to begin with, but a little bit later on, you can just relax your hands and place them on your lap. Make sure your shoulders are nice and loose. No tension in the neck. Chair taking your full weight. Breathing nice and gentle in and out. Focusing on the sound of my voice. Once again, I want you to try to connect with the presence and the power of the Lady Lucia. Her presence behind you, dressed in her rainbow gown of luminous stained glass-like light, her wings outstretched into the ether. Take a moment to try to connect with her. She carries a lightness, not just in colour, but in atmosphere. There is such a sense of hope that she brings, such a powerful faith and belief in the goodness of the human heart. It uplifts you. It is dazzling, this hopefulness, this faith. It stirs your heart and opens it to the light of God. Lucia steps to your side and takes your hand in hers, and bidding you to rise, encourages you to walk with her. In astral form, you follow her side by side. Your rainbow cloak drags out upon the ground behind you, as does her gown. She guides you, and you walk through space and time. You walk through war-torn countryside, through ravaged cities, your cloak flaring behind you, the rainbow colours scattering out upon the ground. You walk through smoke and dust and pain, but you are shielded. The rainbow cloak acts as a buffer against the sadness and the agonies. You are safe within Lucia's love. You walk and walk and walk. And the rainbow that you leave behind flows like a great sea upon the land. It flows out into the rubble, into the shattered buildings, into the beaten hearts and minds of those that live. It flows like a river behind you both, you and the Lady Lucia. It flows into memory. It flows into the deepest, darkest nooks and crannies of the mind and spirit. It scatters light into the darkest places. It seeks out the children, living, those who have witnessed war, and it offers them kindness and hope. It eases their pain. It loosens the horror from their souls. It feeds them with love. As you walk and you walk and you walk, you glance behind you and you see it flowing into every household, into every heart and mind, into every sleeping child, into every playing child, into their songs, into their stories, into their imagination. Light, light, light. It sponges away the trauma imprinted upon their souls. It cleanses them and clears them with the gentleness of a mother's touch. It offers them healing through hope and faith and love. And so, scattering and anchoring the light, you walk and walk and walk, and you look forwards as you march with the Lady Lucia across the world. Keep walking. Keep scattering the light. Rest in the music for a moment. Take the rainbows where they will. And in a moment, my voice will return to guide you on. Now the lady encourages you to look behind you. And this time as you do so, you see a trail of spirit children following the rainbow path that you have created as you have walked the globe. Like the Pied Piper, you and the Lady of Light have gathered the lost spirits of the children as you have walked. Your light has led them to you, and they have followed. And following that light, they have walked behind you, entranced by the beauty and the radiance of your glow. Small children, large children, children holding babies in their arms, children whose faces are ruddy and dirty, children with tattered clothes, tired children wanting to go home. They follow the path of light. They follow the rainbow path that you have made. They hold their faith in those colours and that brightness and that sense of hope.
Look up ahead,
the lady says. And as you turn, she points towards a door that is opening in the world. A portal of light that leads to the spirit world. The fabric of the world pulls gently apart, the veil rent asunder in accordance with God's will for just a while, to create a space through which the children might pass. Through that portal you see them, figures waiting, parents and grandparents, family and friends, those who have gone before, their faces anxious, their arms outstretched, waiting for their children's return. The lady turns to you and smiles. Her cheeks are wet with tears. She nods in thanks.
You have done your part. Step aside now, that I may guide the children through.
You step to one side and she signals to the children and stands conducting them safely as they walk and run and skip to the open doorway, to the waiting arms, to the love that lies inside. One by one they cross into the light, the lady guiding them gently with her bright smile. Watch them as they pass, and contribute your love and healing light to them, each and every one, as they walk through the door. As the last one crosses into the light, the Lady Lucia turns to you and smiles, and with that, follows them inside. The doorway begins to close, you catch one final glimpse of the children wrapped tightly in the arms of those who have waited for them and longed for them. Their faces bright and smiling. The horror of their war already slipping from their spirit as they embrace fully the love of their new world. The doorway closes, and you are alone. But the rainbow-coloured cloak of light is still wrapped around you, and it seems to glow for a moment more brightly than it did before, as it soaks up any excess sadness or pain that you might have witnessed or that might have been drawn from your soul by the sadness of the children themselves. Pull it tight for a moment, that cloak. Draw in its light into your spirit. Hear the words of Lucia echoing in your mind.
No matter the horror, the sadness or the pain that mankind inflicts upon themselves, there is always hope and light and love. For these things are eternal, and horror is a transient thing. Anger, pain, things of the moment, not of the eternal. So, my dear beloved one, focus on the light. Focus on the color. Focus on the love. Focus on hope. For it is eternal.
With that, you feel yourself returning to your body, to this here and now, to the chair beneath you, to the ground beneath your feet. Take a few breaths, in and out. Breathe down from the base of your spine through your legs. Lines of red, like the roots of a tree, exiting from the soles of your feet deep and wide into the earth. Breathe energy into the sacral and solar plexus centers to ensure that the astral body moves back into the physical body with balance and evenness and grace. Protect yourself in your usual way, if you feel the need to do so, but be aware that the cloak of rainbow-colored light remains with you and will continue to hold you safe for a while longer. Breathe in, breathe out, and when you are ready, open your eyes and return. Now, folks, we're going to close with a blessing in a moment or two. I've got a few notices to give you as well, but just I wanted to mention this before we move too far away from that meditation. So rescue work is not easy, and irrespective of the grace that is afforded to us by spirit, it can leave us sometimes feeling a little bit sad and a little bit discombobulated. And the work that we've done today, not only for the dead but also for the living, has been great. So you need to give yourself this evening a little bit of grace. I would say take it easy, drink a little bit more water maybe than usual, try not to do anything more spiritually speaking this evening. If you feel you need to have a snooze, or go to bed a little bit earlier than usual. Just be kind to yourself, because you've done good work and it can take it out of you a little bit. Like I say, irrespective of the presences that are working with us. And remember the words of the Lady Lucia. This is important stuff, this, and more of it needs to be done. I think, you know, we give a lot to the earth, and so we need to. And also, we give a lot to those people who have been lost on earth. But we don't often give time to the children on their own. And maybe we need to do a little bit more of this, because their spirits are more impressionable, and they do feel the trauma so much more deeply, in a way, than many adults do. And we forget that, I think. We can lose sight of that. So the meditation is something that you can return to whenever you might have need to. And I think it'll be of great use to go back to that meditation on your own or with groups, to do that again and again and again. I would also just say, before I wrap things up, if you did, in that opening channeling, see a colour when you were luxuriating within the cloak of light, a few kind of obvious concepts for translating what the colours might mean is, if it's one of the chakra colours, then it's probably directing you towards the chakra or the corresponding subtle body of light. And it's worthwhile thinking, right, is there an imbalance there? Is there something there that I need to kind of tend to? You know, if that colour is coming to me more powerfully, then that's obviously where the energy needs to centre. But don't forget the wonder of the internet. And just, I these days will go into Google and type in spiritual meaning of red, pink, blue and red, yellow and green, and see what it says. And often it's very insightful because of the way in which it scrapes through the net and accesses an accumulation of information. It's like looking through an encyclopedia, really. I mean, I might do a little bit of lingering research, but often the initial stuff now that Google searches, for instance, is picking up on is good stuff. So it's always a good place to go to. And also, of course, I would always direct you to Aura Soma, because they are the colour experts. And if you got one colour, then you need to find a bottle that only has one colour, like orange over orange for orange. And if you've got multiple colours, then you can look up the balance bottles to find out what those multiple colours might mean. OK, a few notices and then we'll wrap things up this evening with a blessing. So this coming Tuesday, the 5th of May, is the last of my Deliciously Superstitiously lectures. And in this lecture, we're going to be talking about the superstition and magic connected to household objects. It's an interesting one, really, because it points us towards things that we all have access to, which we can use, kind of reverse engineer superstitiously on a magical level, to achieve all sorts of very useful and practical things, you know, by just reaching for the broom or reaching for the knives and forks in the cutlery drawer. So it's a really interesting one this time, I think, and particularly useful and very practical, magically speaking. On the 10th of May begins my course, the Joseph of Arimathea 4-week course, 4 Sundays from 2 till 4 p.m. It's shaping up to be a really interesting course. Joseph of Arimathea, of course, was one of the past lives of Saint Germain. And it was a rich and juicy lifetime with lots of stuff that we've never really explored in depth before. We all know about him being the guardian of the Holy Grail, but we don't know so much about the Holy Thorn, which he was also guardian of, which was also an ancient relic that was said to have come from Noah's ship, which is actually a code for an Atlantean artifact. So we're going to be looking at all of that. We're going to be looking at his connection to the Brotherhood of the Rose of Christ, which was the first church that he founded in England. There's lots of practical stuff, lots of techniques and things that are to do with our own spiritual path, working more with the higher self, overcoming the lower energies of the lower self, rediscovering the nature of our true spiritual calling and path. Now, it's £100, and I know that's a lot of money, and money is scarce. But if you are drawn and you can't afford it, I would much rather you get in touch with me. We can talk about part payments. We can talk about reductions for the course. It doesn't matter if you pay long after the course is finished. I would much rather you come than you didn't come. So you can always get in touch with me if you're interested in finding out more about that. 24th of May is our workshop with Raza, the Aboriginal Ascended Master, a lesser-known Ascended Master who works with the Dream Time and the song lines, the colour between the gaps of the world, it's called. It's a kind of Lemurian energy. So it's going to be an interesting one, that one, I think. He seems to have tickled a lot of people when we touched upon him a couple of years ago, so it'll be interesting to give him a goodly amount of time. And then the last crystal skull activation, which is with Cora, my first crystal skull, which is all about karmic clearing, is on the 26th. And our next church service is not until June the 21st, and that's largely because the course kind of gets in the way and the workshops of Sunday services and so on. So June the 21st is our next Sunday service. Right, folks, let's wrap things up with a little blessing. If you would like to close your eyes, please. Lucia, Archaea, Divine Complement of Melchizedek, Lady of Light, Lady of Rainbows, Lady of Joy, Truth, Peace, and Love. We ask you to place upon our heads your crown of light, your crown of candles, to keep us safe, to prepare us for the week, for the month that lies ahead, to remind us of the light that burns eternal and bright in the divine, to help us stay attuned to this radiance through your gift of grace and the love of your presence. We thank you for the work that you have done and for the work that you have shown us that still needs to be done. We will return to you and continue the work for the greater good of all. We thank you for the cloak of light that you have given us, that keeps us safe still, that nurtures our own inner child still, that holds us safe in your love and wonder. Lady Lucia, in thanks, we send our love to you, and in love, we receive your eternal presence and grace. For the greater good of all and to harm none, and in accordance with the will of the divine and the higher self, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen. Right, folks, thank you so much for coming along this evening. As I say, the recording of this evening will be found on the Free Stuffs page under the Sunday service archive, probably by the end of the day. And if you want those images, just shoot Sue Little an email, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. Lovely to see you all with us for this very special evening and for the very important work that's been done. Let me stop the recording.